Okay, Kuf Gimel, we learned. Okay, we the Mishnah tells us on Daf Kuf Gimel. Hakos is teosios, bein bimino, bein bismolo, bein mishemech, bein mishte shemos, bein mishte samonios, becholosh and chayav. And Omer Av Yossi, lo chibush teosios el mishum roshem. Shekakos and akasha mishkan leida eza ben zugo. So you have a machlokas in the Mishnah. What exactly is this malacha? Is it a malacha of kosev? Kosev shteyosios? That's the Tanakam, and that's certainly the psak and the position of the Mishnah Daf Ayin Gimel, which identifies kosev shteyosios as the malacha. And then Rav Yossi says, no, that is not the malacha. The malacha is called roshim. And it sounds like, as Binyamin Kunstler wanted to say, it sounds like this machlokas is a machlokas, a historical machlokas. Like, what exactly did they do in the Mishkan? Did they write words in the Mishkan? Was it letters on the krushim? Was it markings on the krushim? And that will determine what is the av. As Binyamin Kunstler pointed out to me during Seder, which one is going to be the more machmir shita? Rav Yossi or Tanakama? Or Tanakam or Rav Yossi? Which one's the more machmir shita?
Rav Yossi.
Rav Yossi the more machmir shita, of course. Why? Because according to Rav Yossi, let's say I just make like a line. I want two lines. That's going to be chayiv. You're going to be chayiv for that. Of course you're going to be chayiv for kosev, according to Rav Yossi. Kosher can't even be chayiv for kosev, but even if you just make markings, mes make rishimos, you are going to be chayiv. So you have a machlokes, and lechora, the psak halacha is that you're chayav mishum kosev, not mishum roshim. That's generally our position. The Gemara then continues, and the Gemara says, Bishlema. So now we have a funny din in the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us that there is an isser of kosev bismol. If you write with your left hand, you're going to be chayav. So the Gemara says, Bishlema, ayimin lichayav. I understand you're going to be chayav for yamin, mishum de derek sivabakak. That's how you write. You write with your right hand, so that's why you're going to be chayav for writing. Ela asmol, but if a right-handed person writes with his left hand, ein derek sivabakak. That looks like a shinui. And since it's a shinui, that is not considered to be kosi, shouldn't be chayav. So Gemara gives two answers. Answer number one is bisholeit b'shtei yadav. You are ambidextrous. If you're ambidextrous and you can produce a quality kosev, bein b'yamin, bein b'smol, you'll be chayav for both. And then the Gemara says, a second answer, hamani Rav Yossi hi, that maybe we're talking about Rav Yossi. And if the Mishnah is speaking and paskening and following the view of Rav Yossi, so then you're going to be chayav even b'smol, even with your left hand. Why? Because in order to go ahead and write an effective letter, which hand do you have to do if you're writing effective letters? Then your dominant hand, your right hand, is going to be what you're going to need to use. However, if you're talking about an issur of making marks, roshem, so can you pull off a meaningful reshima with your left hand? Yes, you can. So perhaps the Mishnah, which tells us what? That your chayiv bismol is aliba de Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara asks, but the Seif is Rabbi Yossi. That means the Reish is also Rabbi Yossi. Moses says, yeah, Reish is Rabbi Yossi, Seif is Rabbi Yossi. In other words, there's two alternative ways of learning our Mishnah according to the Gemara. Alternative way number one is that we're talking about is a machlokes, kosev versus roshem. Ksiva bismol is potter because we paskin kosev. Yes, if you're ambidextrous, you'll be chai, but in general, the average person is not ambidextrous. If you write lefty, you're going to be putter. And according to Rav Yossi, however, who says the isser is mishum roshem, you'll be chayiv for lefty. And that is an alternative reading of the Mishnah. So far, so good? Okay. So now let's take a look at a couple of Rambams. So the Rambam writes in 11:17, Perik Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Zayin. Now I'm going to ask you, simple question. Simple question. How do you think we paskin? Machlokes, Tanakama, Kosev, and Rav Yossi, Roshen. How do we paskin la halacha? What is the Av Malacha? Hello? L'chora, we paskin that the Malacha is Kosev. And indeed, the Rambam opens up in his discussion, when he first opens up the Malacha of Kosev, he says, HaKosev Shtei Osios Chayev. The Malacha is Kosev. Kosev is the Malacha. End of story. Now, if you look at Halacha Yitzayin, the last Halacha of Hilchos, quote-unquote, Kosev, the Rambam writes, Roshem told us Kosev. Rosh Shem is a tolda of Kosev. Is that found anywhere in the Gemara? No. So what's the Rambam sound like he's saying so far, if you read the Rambam on a simple level? Is that Kosev is the Av? Does the Rambam subscribe to Rabbi Yossi? The answer is, not as an Av, but perhaps as a told. Ketzah. And then the Rambam says Ketzah. Let me show you what I mean. HaRoshem Rishamim Vitzuros Bakoisel. If you write Rishamim, markings or Tzuros. What are Tzuros? Shapes, images, correct, Bakosel. Uva Sheshar. I don't know what Sheshar is. Ukayotze Bahem. Kederech Shahat Sayarin Roshmin. Like Sayarim, like artists, painters, are Roshem. Hareza Chaybishim Kosev. That is an Isser Doraisa of Kosev. Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you a simple question. A very, very simple question. Question number one is, how many Rishimos must I produce in order to be chai for roshim? How many osios must I produce? I must produce shnei osios. So how many rishimos must I produce to be chai of mishum roshim? What would you say? You would say it should be two. Ving says it should be two. Because kosev is two. Roshim should be two. That's what Ving says. Did the Rambam say that anywhere? The Rambam did not say that, but that's what Ving says. Okay, I hear. Let me ask you this question. If you were a Maimonidean, what do you think the Rambam will tell you? Think before you speak about Ksivas Smol. What?
I don't think it's the Av.
I don't think so either.
I don't know if it's us or, like, I don't know what it is, though.
I'm asking you to think. And what do you think? What should be the din by Ksiva Smol?
Well, he said according to Rav Yossi, it would still be chai for Roshim.
According to Rav Yossi, it would still be chai for Roshim. That's what the Gemara says, yes? What? And what? And Rambam says Roshim is a tolda of
Kosev.
Kosev.
So possibly the Rambam says that writings are not
to so says Ving. By simple deductive reasoning, what comes out is the Rambam should assume that Ksiva Smol is Chayiv is a tolda of Kosev. So we have two statements by Ving. Statement number one by Ving is that if you write, when it comes to Rosh Hashem, you need two Rishimos. After all, it's a told of Kosev. Statement number two of Ving is that the Rambam ought to say that for Ksiva Smol, you should be chayv as a told of Rosh Hashem, because the Rambam does seem to say Rosh Hashem is a told. Good? Okay. Now, is Ving going to be right over here? Am I picking on him a little bit? Of course I am. Of course I am.
Rabbi.
Yes, speaking, Gabriel.
Rambam uses the Lashon of HaRoshem Rishamim, which makes it seem that he's saying multiple.
HaRoshem. Good. I like it. So says Gavi Silver. We'll add Gavi Silver to the Ving team.
This is Mayer's shot, by the way. This isn't my own.
Well, it's not your own? Whose is it?
This is Mayer's.
Mayer. Wow. Mayor. So Roshim told us Kosev Ketzad HaRoshim Rishamim Vitzuros. Okay, that's nice. I like it. It's a good diuk that indicates that maybe you would need multiple Rishimos. That's a nice diuk. I like it a lot. I'm going to take issue with it, but I like it. It's a good reading. It's a good reading. Okay. Rabosa, I want to point you, it wasn't on your Mamakomos, my bad. But I want to point you for a moment to the Rambam 11:14. 11:14. And the Rambam writes over here, HaKosev B'Smol. If you write with your left hand, or La'achar Yado. If you write backhand, or Baraglo. If you're very, very dexterous, and you can write with your feet, or befiv uvimarpeko, with your mouth or with your elbow, what is the halacha potter? In all these cases, you're potter. Why are you potter, l'chora? Because of shili. And what's the malacha? The malacha is not roshem, it's rather kosev. And if it's kosev, then you're only going to be chayav b'yamin, not b'smol. And the Rambam seems to paskin like which lashon of the Gemara? Lishna bas or lishna kama, the one that says haksiva b'smol is only going to be chayav when you're ambidextrous, but if you're not ambidextrous, then you're going to be putter. Sounds like he's against Rav Yossi. So what is the pshat in the Rambam? I want to learn one more Rambam with you. And that's the Rambam 11:10. And then I would like to try and put this together. The Rambam writes in 11:10, Hakosev os achas samuch l'ksav. If you write one letter adjacent to other letters, but you only wrote one letter, oksav al gabe ksav, we'll have to talk about that, writing on top of writing, v'amiskav in liktov. Sorry. I'm sorry, I read the wrong Rambam. Hakosev os kfula. I'm looking at 11:10. Hakosev os kfula pa'amayim. If you write one letter twice, and the Rambam says, v'hu shem echad, and it constitutes a word, then kemo, dad, tat, gag, rar, sheish, sas, chach, is chayv. What if you write Aleph Aleph according to the Rambam? Huh? Aleph Aleph is not a word, you're not chayv. What if you write Aleph Gimel according to the Rambam? There's no word like that, but it's two different letters. I think if it's two different letters, you don't have to write a word. But if you're writing the same letter twice, then it better be a... then it's got to be a word. So Aleph Aleph is Potter, Gimel Gimel is Chayv, because that's a word. What is the Rambam L'chora messaging you? The Malacha, what is the unit of Chiv? Why is it that you need Kosev Shtei Osios?
Because it has to have, I mean, there has to be like a Roshim aspect.
Well, no. Two letters, again, as we saw yesterday, the other day, two letters defines, in Hebrew, you do not have any words that's less than two letters. So two letters is going to define a word. The Rambam's telling you if you can differentiate the letters, then you're always going to be chayiv. If you're duplicating the letters, gimel, gimel, that will only be chayiv if it produces a word. What is the magic of a word? Well, what would you call, how would you describe conceptually a word?
It's an idea.
An idea. A word is a written communication of a message, of a concept. And that is Malachas Kosev according to the Rambam. Rabosai, what is Roshim? What is Roshim? Translate the word Roshim.
The description.
Translate the word Roshim. No, it's not a hard word to translate.
Etch.
To what? Etch?
Etch.
I like the word mark, to mark, to make a mark, okay, to mark.
Now,
one second. What?
Impression?
It doesn't have to be indented, I don't think that's necessary. I think a mark. You can make a mark with a pencil, a pen, any kind of, now, Rabosai, listen carefully. I believe, this is my personal, very strong opinion, the Rambam does not paskin like Rav Yossi. And the Rambam says Rav Yossi's Roshem is not a malach at all. Because in order to be chayev, you need to be kosev. And kosev requires fundamentally two letters. Why two letters? Because that is the minimal definition of a word. Kosev has to be communicative. That's what kosev is. That's two letters. When you make a mark, you make a scratch, you make a little mark, a notation, that itself is not reflective of a conveyance of an idea. And therefore you're not going to be chayiv. That's Rav Yossi's roshim. What does the Rambam say in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin? Roshim told us kosev. Keitzad. Haroshim rishomim vitzuras ba'kosel v'sheshar kederech shatzayorim roshmin. Harei zechai mishum kosev. What's the Rambam really saying? What's he referring to over here?
Of an image.
An image. Good. I'll even say...
Meaning, something with meaning.
Something with meaning, right. When you are... let's say you write in hieroglyphics. Let's say you write in... You put images on a wall. You put flowers on a birthday cake. You decorate something. When there are flowers on a birthday cake, are you conveying, are you communicating something there? Is there communication happening? What? There's an image. The cake, the wall hanging, the hieroglyphics are communicating an idea. If I asked you, what is that on the cake? What are you going to answer? It's a flower. It looks like something you can create associations with. It's conveying an idea. Is that what Rav Yossi is talking about? I don't think that's what Rav Yossi is talking about. I think what the Rambam is saying is the Malach of Kosev is Kosev, Shnei Osios. And then there's a Tolda. When you are conveying an idea and a concept in a manner that is not through letters, but through an image, that's a Tolda of Kosev. And if that's correct, would you require two Rishimos? Would you require two, no. Why? Because when this picture of a flower conveys the message of flower, is that similar to two letters in terms of conceptually? Hello? Yeah, that's a conveyance of an idea, of a message. That is a tolda of what? Of kosev. And therefore, the Rambam's going to tell you, let's say you write with your left hand. What's the din? You're going to be what?
It
would be roshim. No. You're going to be, it's potter. Why is it potter? Because what's the malacha here? It's kosev. Roshim is a tolda, but is it Rav Yossi's roshim? Rav Yossi's roshim, you could do lefty, no problem. Can you make a nice picture of a flower, lefty?
Maybe.
You can't. If it's, you're not. It's going to be a mush. The same way that your letters are going to be ugly, shinoidika letters, so too your picture, your flower, is going to be unpleasant. Zinken. It's not going to be a geshmaka flower, and therefore you're going to be potter. In other words, I think what emerges from the Rambam, this is not my idea. This is the Bir Halacha expresses that longer Bir Halacha at the end. I think this is what he's saying. Do not get confused by the Rambam's using the word roshim. Roshim is not a reference to Rav Yossi in the Mishnah. Roshim is a reference to a new idea of someone who is making images, tsuros, and tsuros, kederach shatzayorin osin. Now you're conveying a message through a pictorial message, and that's also going to be kosev, not the ah, that's the tolda, you're going to be chayv, and that would explain the Rambam's position of sivas smol as well. Yes, Nate Suker.
Does that mean that mochek also goes for roshim, like in terms of if it's tolda kosev, like
Mochek is a separate malacha. It's an av malacha. But yes, if you were to somehow, perhaps, remove a tzura, let's say, again, flowers on a cake is an interesting question because that'll get us into the whole cake question. But if you remove a tzura off of a wall or whatever, that'll be mochek. Yes, definitely. 100%.
Why would he use a lashon?
What?
Why would he use a lashon of roshon?
Because the only reason you're confused is because you learned the Mishnah. He did, but he didn't assume that the reader was learning the Mishnah. He assumed the leader was learning the Rambam.
The Rambam is separate. He's thought roshim was the best way to describe it.
Yeah. I think so. That's what I believe is the pshat in the Rambam. Ving.
Rav Yossi would say that roshim
is
only two letters.
No, Rav Yossi, I think, would tell you. Yeah, Rav Yossi might tell you need to mark two letters because that's how it was done in the Mishkan, correct? But again, I don't think that's what the Rambam is referring to at all. I'm pretty firmly convinced of that. Okay, let us move on. I want to do number six now. Let us take a look at source number six. Very important Gemara. And we will have to double back on this Gemara, but I think it's nogeya to this, like, end of this introduction to Meleches Kosev. So if you look at the bottom, towards the bottom of the page, Amar Rabbi Ami. So Rabbi Ami writes, a very interesting halacha, going to be very relevant to Scrabble players and Boggle players and Bananagram players and all of this. So the Rambam writes, Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Ami, Kosav os achas b'teveria va'achas b'tzipori. If you wrote one letter in one city and another letter in another city, chayv. You're chayv. Why? Because ksivahi. Did you write two letters? Yes. Are these letters in proximate relation to each other?
No.
Nevertheless, you're chayv. Why? Because you wrote two letters. Ela shemachusar kreva. They're just not near, but can you put them near each other? Can you?
Yeah.
You can. So therefore, you're chayv. That's not kosav al shnei kosle habayis, the al shnei dape pinkos, the einegin ze imze potter. Let's say I wrote one letter on that wall and another letter on that wall. So says the Gemara, in such a case, I'm potter. What's closer, Teveri and Sipori, or that wall and that wall? The walls are much closer. So why by Teveri and Sipori my chayev? And that wall, the north wall, the south wall, I'm going to be potter. So says the Gemara, because hasam mechusar maisa dekreva. Hacha lo mechusar maisa dekreva. I wonder what that means. So I look at Rashi to help me out. So Rashi says, mechusar maisa dekreva. Eino mekarvan. How do I get these two letters together? They're on the walls. How do I bring them together? Can I bring them together? I can bring them together, but how do I bring them together? I need to do surgical extraction. I got to get a machine and extract it off of the wall. Cut it out off of the wall. So says Rashi, in other words, in the case of Teveria and Sipori, what do I need to do to bring them together? Smooth them. But over here, what do I have to do? Surgical extraction. What is this Gemara announcing to you? What's it telling you? What's it telling you? When I write one letter there, did I write two letters? Did I write two letters?
Yes.
Am I chayv? Why not?
Because it's you. Communication. The idea was that when you write two letters next to each other, that it's clear what you're going to write, and because it's not next to each other, it's not clear what you're going to write.
Yeah, no, what do you want to say?
No communication.
Yes. A little more, a little tighter, yes.
Because there's no way that you're going to turn that into significant, communication without
your other words, yeah, Ethan?
They can't be reasonably joined together.
In other words, what did I do? Did I write two letters? Or did I write a letter and another letter? What's the answer? The second. The Isser is writing, I'll say it differently, a pair of letters. That's not a pair of letters. That's one letter and one letter. And in order for them to become a pair, what do I need to do? I need extraction. If there's something beyond just kirva, just moving them, That's not called kosek. In other words, the unit of ksiva is not two, but rather pair. Pair. It has to be something that conveys a together meaning. And if these are separate and distinct and require ketsitsa to bring them together, that's not kosek. If I write one in Tveria, one in Sipori, good, they're far away. But do I need a maisa to bring them together? I don't really need a maisa to bring them together, and therefore it's called halachically a pair of letters. But the key is, what's the key? The key is a pair of letters. By the way, let me ask you this. Listen to this. It's a fancy question. A very fancy question. If I am eating a chocolate bar and I open the wrapper and I so carefully make sure I don't break any letters, so carefully, and I tear the wrapper, it's a Hershey bar, right in between the H and the E. I don't touch any single letter. Did I violate mochik?
No, because you can bring them together.
What is the definition of mochik? I'm going to call it, I'm going to try this on. We'll have to see if this is true. I don't know. Breaking the unit of kosef. What is the unit of kosef? Is it multiple letters or is it a pair of letters? You see, if I separate the H from the E and now create a what? A sol E? A sol H, I'm sorry? A sol H? So what have I done? I've broken the pair. And perhaps, even though I didn't touch a single letter, maybe that's called mochik. We'll have to see. But that's what would come out. Okay. Comes along Tosis. And Tosis here, a nice little Tosis, asks an interesting kasha. And you tell me what Tosis is talking about, because I, frankly, have no idea. Hasa mechusar maisa. Says Tosis, "Beperek kol hamenachos, bos matzah, bihiniach bosar al gabe gechalim." So you put meat on gechalim. What are gechalim? Coats. Vinitzla bo kigrogeres, and it got roasted a shear of a grogeres, which is the shear. But the shear is b'shnei mekomos. You have a piece, and it's roasting on two separate places. So, ikaman de mechayev, ikaman de potter. Man de mechayev, savar, de lo dami l'ksav al shnei kosle abayis. She'ein mazik, shum, chisaron kreva kamokan. In other words, you're not allowed to roast these menachos. What's the shear? Grogeres. So what did you do? You roasted it. Half a grogeres was roasted here. Half a grogeres is roasted here. And in the middle you have some bread that is 100% not roasted. Have you roasted a grogeres of mincha? Half, blank, half. Is that the same as us? What do you need to do to bring these halves together? What do you do? What do you need to bring them together? You got to cut away the middle. Because they're not near each other. You have half a grogeres, then regular bread, then half a grogeres. In order to bring these halves to make a whole, what do you have to do? You got to extract. If you take out a gemara, if it requires extraction, do you go ahead and bring these two letters together? Are these two letters considered to be together? Hello? Are these two letters one letter or not? Are they a pair of letters or not? Binyamin Zinkin, we are certainly not the champions. Not even close. Not even close. We are the losers. You got a half a grogeris, a half a grogeris, something in the middle. What do you need to bring the halves and halves to make a whole? You got to get rid of the middle. The Gemara over there says, according to one mandamer, nah, it's fine. It's fine. Whereas over here, one letter, is it fine? It's not chayiv. What's the difference? What's the difference? Meaning, when I say it's fine, meaning you're not chayv. You're not chayv. It's not a chiv. That, so what's the difference?
You need ketzitza. It makes sense, no?
What?
You need ketzitza, so it makes sense that you'd be pater.
But over there in Menachos, you're chayv, even though it needs ketzitza. And over here, you're pater because it needs ketzitza.
It's not the same thing as kosev.
Right. Why not?
Because kosev is something which...
Because of the following idea that we said over and over again, and just hammering it home. Is two letters a halacha in shear, i.e. quantity, or is it a qualitative new thing called two letters? It's a qualitative difference. What does qualitative difference mean? Is two letters one plus one? No, two letters is already now a halachic status of a word, conveyance of a communication. So if it's quantitative, do they have to be adjacent to each other? Is there any need for adjacency, proximity? Not at all. So therefore, one on that side will be okay. When it comes to menachos, it's a din in quantity, a shear. Bottom line, did I roast a grogeris worth? I did. So I'm chai. I don't care if they're adjacent or not. I don't care if I need ksitz or not. I did the quantity. But the din of shnei osios is not quantitative. It's rather qualitative. And if it's qualitative, they must have a relation to each other. If it requires ksitz, you are not going to be. You're not going to be chai. You're not going to be chai. You're not going to be chai. And that, I think, is what Tosis is expressing over here. Okay? So what? Just to sum up, what do we have today? What we have today is the Rambam's vision. I think the Rambam is a number of rais, but the Rambam says that Shnei Osios is a qualitative idea, qualitative shir. He expressed that, number one, if you repeat the same letter, Gag, Chach, Tat, Sheish, it has to be conveying a message. It has to be a word. The idea of the relation between the two letters and the fact that Roshem is going to be chayv, even though Ksiva Smol is Potter, because the Rambam's Roshem is not Rav Yossi's Roshem, but it's a Rishima that is a qualitative Rishima of an idea conveyance. And that, I believe, is also reflected in this din of Al-Shnei Kosei Abayis, the Tosvos, and that is kind of wrapping up our Hakdama to Meleches Kosev. Okay, we are going to pause here for a moment. And Binyamin is going to lead us in a niggun.